Okay, we'll begin here at 6:30. We'll start the work session, bring the work session to order. An explanation of the status of the Greenway setback in Glenwood, Warren King, 30 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything that you wanted to start with, Greg, or you want me to go ahead?
No, but also I mentioned to the chair that we would try and provide enough time to also discuss the Verizon wireless app.
Yes.
During this work session.
Okay. Yeah, so one of the items before you tonight is the Greenway setback for Glenwood. If you may recall, you already heard and decided on this issue about, I think, May 5th was the date, so a couple weeks ago.
May 5th.
Yep, May 5th, okay. So this will serve as a little refresher in Oregon land use law and why we're here again. Under Oregon land use law, we have to provide a notice with sufficient information so that the public can prepare for the hearing. And that includes providing the relevant criteria in the notice. There are other requirements under the statute that have to be in the notice, but our concern is explicitly the applicable criteria. If the notice fails to state any of the criteria, a petitioner could potentially raise those issues on appeal, or issues related to the other criteria. They could also appeal saying that they didn't have the opportunity to provide sufficient comment because they didn't know about all the criteria. Normally, or generally under Oregon land use law, anyone who wants to appeal has to raise all their issues before the hearing below. They can't bring up new issues at LUBA. This would be a vulnerability because they didn't know all the criteria. They could down the road say there were things that they would have commented on had they known that that was the criteria. Out of an abundance of caution, we've decided to go ahead and re-notice the public and be clear about the criteria. I think Mark will potentially dive in a little deeper in the hearing about the applicable criteria, but you'll find that it's very similar. What happened was when the city adopted the Glenwood Refinement Plan, we created a separate Willamette Greenway section of the code. So there's the general Willamette Greenway, and then there's Willamette Greenway as it applies to Glenwood. When you start comparing the two criteria, you find that there are a lot of similarities. It's not that it's substantially different. So the line will actually be the same line. It's not that the line has changed. It's more just the things we considered before we got to that conclusion. Do you have any questions about that? I have a few more things. No? Okay. And then the record before the other decision, generally the record is whatever evidence is placed before you and used as part of your decision making. We've decided, again, out of an abundance of caution, because the earlier record did include testimony, that we are recommending incorporating the earlier record into this decision. So what that means is the testimony from the earlier decision is part of the staff report, but also if someone doesn't appear tonight, then potentially, you know, they would at least have still preserved their right. They're part of that testimony. This is really just a matter of being cautious and being fair to people who thought they were participating earlier in kind of this duplicative process. And it's relevant. And the actual decision remains the same. The line hasn't changed. So the decision is the same. What we're protecting is that if someone were to come forward and try to appeal the earlier decision, we would say, actually, this is the decision. And now this decision will be done properly with all of, including all of the relevant criteria. So does that make sense?
We have two decisions. We made one for the city limits, and the county made one.
Yep. So he's also going to make a new decision. He'll be here tonight.
Okay, he's in the hallway now.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so he's going to make a decision tonight as well.
Okay.
And has the same kind of, for the same rationale.
it's largely a replay of the last one. It's just that the criteria for approval found in the Glenwood refinement element of our code is similar but not identical to what is in the other section. And so it was wrongly noticed.
Yeah.
And again, to be cautious, we went ahead and jumped all the way back to the Oregon Administrative Rules and looked at what does that say about the greenway setback. And there's some general direction given there. And we went ahead and made some staff findings with regard to state law. Our development code ideally implements state law. And so the report that you received duplicates a lot of what you saw before. But it also reaches out to the Oregon Administrative Rules and talks about inventories that were intended to be developed in considering sort of the overall values and assets along the Willamette Greenway and then draw the line. So in reaching out to those inventories, we went back to the 1980s when actually the late 70s and early 80s to when the Metro Plan was first being developed. Chapter, the Willamette Greenway chapter in the Metro Plan did have in its background information that was gathered about the Greenway, about a lot of different things, mostly wildlife and natural habitat issues in the Greenway. But the state, in approving our Metro Plan, agreed that we had done an adequate, you know, a job of inventorying and assessing the Greenway and approved our rules for setting the Greenway setback. We're just being careful and wanting to put everything on top of the table so that people feel like we're being fair with them.
So, and one thing to kind of, this issue with notice, I think part of the reason why we're recommending to be really extra cautious is that were this an application, a land use application for a subdivision or something that was going to happen in the very near future, someone would be on notice once the bulldozers started to move and would know what's going on. The concern with the Greenway setback is that there could be a while before we rely on this and people really see, and you don't want something like this kind of hanging out there and then to come back and say, well, I didn't know back in 2015 about, and this is not the notice I got, and these are the decisions you made. It's really, we're truly being overly cautious, but it's the right thing to do, and soon you'll be on recess, so it's nice to get you in here and hear this one more time.
The testimony that was offered before, if you recall, there were a couple of people came who live in the trailer parks along the river. And those poor folks are just living in fear of development causing their parks to be sold and that they, in essence, lose their homes. There's nothing about what we're doing tonight that will bring that about. It's going to be a property owner decision. And when the property owners decide they want to redevelop their land for something else, then those people will be impacted, but it won't have anything to do with the line that's being drafted tonight.
So if there's...
I'm sorry. When we came to you in May, at the meeting, we recommended a change in the map that we had sent out to you in the packet. I think we showed you on an overhead. And we went ahead and corrected that map, and the map that's in your packets reflects the change that we had recommended before. And so there's not going to be any appeal to change anything about any of the maps. I intend to give a very short staff report, just point you to the criteria, indicate that there are findings that would give you a substantive base to make an objective decision about the lines. And feel free, though, to ask whatever questions you want. It's just, I don't want to give you a whole other presentation if you don't really need it or want it.
Are we good?
laugh when he says MAPAC. I was on MAPAC when we did the Metro Plan. And the Greenway definition. That shouldn't be on, but we didn't know what the hell we were doing, but we did get something put together.
There it is, it's on tape.
And it was appealed several times before we have what was finally accepted.
It was an issue when we adopted the Glenwood Refinement Plan most recently, and that's part of why we're reaching back to do this inventory and look at the OARs as well. That's really where that came from. And, you know, it's not unheard of. Sometimes people use land use, or I guess use the legal system in general, just because they want to stop something from happening. It's not necessarily that they have an issue with the Greenway, but it's a way to stop developers from moving forward. And so the best we can do everything in a cleanly and correctly, it kind of can minimize those opportunities for attack. If there are no more questions, I can talk a little bit about the other item that's on tonight's agenda. Is that okay? Yeah. So the other item is the wireless telecommunication system facilities. And as you may recall, Greg spoke before the last meeting that potentially City Council may want to hear this item. So under the development code, this high or moderate visibility is a type 3 decision, and Planning Commission is generally the body that makes the decisions type 3, and then an appeal would go from you to the City Council. There are a few decisions that the City Council makes either with just a recommendation from the Planning Commission or automatically on their own. This is one where it's kind of unusual the way the code's written. They have an opportunity to just take it and elevate it to their level. And they made a motion, and it was approved last night, that they do want to review the wireless telecommunications application. And so tonight, what we ask for you to do, just again out of fairness to the public, is once the meeting's open, there may be people that are there tonight to testify on that item, which is scheduled second. You can move it to the beginning of the agenda. You don't have to, but it's just a way to kind of let them know what's going on so they're not waiting around for either a decision or the opportunity to provide more testimony. Regardless of whether you hear it before or after the other item, you should go ahead and reconvene the meeting. The hearing and the record are still open, and you'll need a motion to close the hearing and the record, and then the chair can indicate that the item has been elevated to City Council and that there won't be a decision. There won't even be a recommendation. They'll just take it. And what, again, being cautious and trying to be fair to the public and make sure that all of what they say is included, we're going to have that hearing, even though it's a new hearing that City Council will have. Staff report will include the testimony we've already received, the testimony you received. But we do want to make it clear, if there is anyone there tonight, that the hearing will be on July 6th. So they're kind of getting notice and they know when the next date is. And I think that's it. So, and just with that said, that because the new hearing's on July 6th, that they're encouraged to participate. Their testimony will be included, but that they're encouraged to participate so they can speak with City Council directly. Do you have any questions about that?
First time we've done that.
I know.
So what, and the reason the testimony's still good is because you were addressing the proper criteria. There's no question about that. So it's still valid because that's exactly the criteria the council will be using when they hold their hearing.
And it's based on the notice they came in because they got notice, and so, yeah.
So what would be best then, Mr. Chair, is when you get to adjustments to the agenda, on your agenda, and I think it's right after the Pledge of Allegiance, if you do it yourself or ask somebody, member of the Planning Commission, if they would like to adjust the agenda to bring the second public hearing forward to the first spot. And then once that happens, you can open the hearing, open the continued hearing and record, and explain to those in attendance that this matter has been elevated for city council review on July the 6th. So the only action and the final action the planning commission is taking tonight will be to formally close the public hearing record. And then somebody can make the motion to do that, and then you're done with it. And we're going to send out a notice probably on Thursday to everybody who got the initial planning commission notice. And the information in that notice will specify what's happened, and they'll have the same opportunity to speak on this before the city council on July the 6th. So,
getting a lot of notice, yeah.
Yeah, we're covering ourselves backwards and forwards on this. Because as I mentioned at that other work session, sometimes it's the council has a better hearing if it's on appeal, even though it can be adversarial because of that. But it's because the Planning Commission developed a record. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the issues have been examined by the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission has labored over those and made a decision, conditioned their approval if it was an approval, or explained why they denied it. And so the city council's got something to dig their teeth into and talk about when they hear the appeal. So when they hear these things fresh, brand new, and that's extremely unusual. I mean, I'm thinking there's not another application I'm aware of that goes directly to the city council.
I was thinking metro plans. Is there not?
It goes to the planning commission first for
recommendation. Yeah,
so there's an initial hearing at the planning commission.
Yeah.
This is an extremely rare event.
Question. We did ask some questions of the applicant at our last meeting. Are they expected to provide those answers tonight, or would it be better for them to wait and do that before
it's
the council?
It's my understanding that Andy contacted the applicant's representative, explained what happened, and I think she told him she's not coming to the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Why waste her time?
That's a good question.
Yeah, but those questions, I think maybe I'll follow up with Andy and make sure that they are at least council's informed that these were some of the questions the Planning Commission had, because that's part of the record.
And the public,
exactly. And, you know, it's with the record, it's all of the evidence that's before the decision maker. But as you know, these packets are big and there's lots of information, and especially minutes or recordings. They're not necessarily something that council will have the opportunity to completely review before the meeting. And so to the extent this information can be told to them directly and pointed to some of that, that's helpful. We will follow up.
Andy also contacted everybody who testified and left. I don't think he was able to get everybody. Left voicemail messages telling him what the council did last night. So it's possible no one will appear tonight.
There's people here.
No. I'm not sure which here.
Don't know who they are, but yeah. I don't recognize any of them.
They're not Glenwood folks? For the Greenway?
We'll see.
Well, I hope they're not here for the cell tower.
Well, that's all right.
It'll be a disappointment that they came. Nothing to say.
Okay.
Hmm. I guess you can work. Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay. Return then.
Thank you. Do we have one?
Yes, we do.